What up, what up, what up, P, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Now listen, it ain't Friday today, so you know what that means. It means we have ourselves a little something extra for you early. We got ourselves a mini-sode. So today, your audible boo thing wants to share why Black history is important to me. Now, we are living in a time where it feels like we're going back in time and erasing all the work that we have done to move forward. In the next 4 years, a lot of important things are going to change. A lot of important things are going to disappear. A lot of those things, I would say, will be in the list of our humanity, our kindness, and our understanding will be tested yet again. Now, this isn't the first time that they have tried to get rid of, erase, whitewash history, or just simply pretend Black history doesn't exist. Well, my Black ass will celebrate and share the wonderful things that Black people have done for this country. Hell, this world. I will not be silenced by anyone. So happy Black History Month. Oh, and if you skip this episode, you're a racist. To support this podcast, subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episodes that you're listening to. Without further ado, let's get this show on the road. So I have something that I would like to say. What does Black history mean to me? I would like to assume if you're listening to this podcast, you are pro-Black, or at the very least, not racist. But I would be surprised if I had any racist people enjoying my Black commentary. That would be interesting. But obviously, the government no longer wishes to acknowledge everything that Black Americans and even Blacks who were not Americans have done for this country. And of course, that does not surprise me one bit, or many of us, honestly. And as you know, I do not talk about politics or religion on this podcast. And for this episode, I plan to keep it that way. That last comment I made about the government as far as I'm going to go in this episode. But I would be remiss if I did not, as a Black woman, speak on what Black history means to me. Especially when it feels like the entire world doesn't care about us and my own government is trying to erase our history and our present. Okay, so that was the last thing I'm going to say about the government. I lied. Let me start by saying that Black history is not just a February thing. It's not like Valentine's Day candy. Is not one of those resolutions we abandon by mid-January. Black history is woven into the very fabric of what makes this world, and especially this country, what it is today. Black history has paved the way for all of us. Now, I know a lot of people might be thinking, do we really need to hear about Black history again? We already heard about Martin Luther King Jr. We already heard about slavery. Even though there are some who think that that shit was a choice or a myth. Black history is just boring facts about Black people. But let me tell you, Black history is not just about facts. It's about courage, creativity, knowledge, and a whole lot of swagger. Let's face it, y'all know we got style. But it's mostly about acknowledgement. It's about Harriet Tubman outsmarting oppressors and creating the first underground railroad long before GPS ever existed. It's about the rhythm and the genius of jazz legends like Louis Armstrong. It's about the beautiful and inspiring poetry of Maya Angelou. Black history is about the boundary-breaking brilliance of Katherine Johnson, whose mathematical genius sent people to the damn moon. But it's not just about the past. It's about how that history propels us forward. How can you understand the present without honoring the shoulders we stood on to get this far? Mind you, we still have a lot of work to do, especially for the next 4 years. Black history is not just about knowing that Black inventors, activists, artists, and entrepreneurs didn't just survive hardships, they thrived and built bridges that we're still crossing today. It's about acknowledging it and respecting it. And let's be real, if you've ever danced to hip hop or you was rocking some braids or some locks, or maybe you said, I got receipts, you're already participating in Black history. You're welcome. But here's the funny thing. Even with all this greatness, we often hear folks asking, well, why isn't there a White History Month? And instead of saying the thing that I'm sure we've all said at some points of our lives, because y'all got 11 other months, I say Black history is about acknowledging what Black people have done for this country. It was created for us to finally be seen for the amazing things that we had a hand in. And yes, damn it, I say we, because people are quick to judge us when one of us fucks up. So you are goddamn right. I'm going to attach my Black ass to all the good that we've done too. Black history is about reclaiming the stories that have been pushed to the margins and making sure those voices are amplified louder than a marching band at homecoming. And y'all know we be loud at homecoming. White people, in comparison to Black people, haven't had the same problem being heard. It's not the way that I would want it, but that's just the way that it is right now. And almost honestly, it's the way it's always been. So why is Black history important? Because it's a reminder that excellence knows no bounds. It is a testament to the power of resilience, the power of love in the face of adversity. And it is a call to celebrate, educate, and elevate the stories that matter every day, not just during a designated month that they are now trying to silence. It's why I shared the POC Excellence segment in every episode, because we are amazing as fuck, and I want all four of my listeners to know, damn it. So let's keep learning, laughing, and lifting each other up. Let's keep sharing these amazing stories that Black people have done. And let's remember, Black history isn't just Black history, it's world history. And my friends, it is a story worth telling. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Subscribe to this podcast and download your favorite episodes and share with a friend. And I would appreciate if you guys left some positive reviews and ratings, because that would definitely help out the podcast. Check out the show notes for some bonus info. Like I said, my social media is down below. I have included my link tree, which has the most links to all of my most used social medias and platform. My P.O. box is down there. So if you want to send me, I don't know, a ransom note, information is down there waiting for you. Once again, I'm your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Searching for a new laptop online is basically forcing your current computer to dig its own grave. Just a random ass thought that attacked my brain cells before I go to sleep. Anyway, stay positive out there. Until next time you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, which I hope is this week for the full episode, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance.
And they're racist!
That was my buddy Chad. Okay, bye.